Cause if you don't, might be time for you to go.
Is Wandering Rhythms, and you just heard the Q4 3 beatmakers out of Amsterdam, and that was featuring the vocals of a fellow named Terry Mann, soul singer, the track Going Down. And before that, you heard a South Korean indie rock band called Gunam, but that's just the short version of their full name, which is Gunam Gueyo Riding Stella. That's one word, apparently. I quite like Korean characters. They look so beautiful. And so the name supposedly means something like old man and woman riding a stellar car. So just a duo. But yes, this is their song called Blood. That's the English translation, at least. And before that, we heard Anna Kieva out of Riga, Latvia. Really nice new grungy band. And the track was called Masha, also the title of their record that just came out about a month ago. And next, well, why not stay in Europe or go back? This is a group from a town called Szczecin, Poland. Pronounced probably quite differently. This is Vespa and the track Vespa Pani, some classic Polish ska right here for you on Wandering Rhythms.
Rytm tych paru słów. مهما نعيش بدنا نروح ونزول وطريق الحب فيها طلوع ونزول يا بابا طريقك يا حبيبي اطلوع ونزول ونطلع الزكي بيحسب حساب إلا من صين نغني كتير شفنا التقدير والعقل جن
لا تفسر
لا
تقبض
لا تقبض امشي على ضوء
from far and wide. You are listening to Wandering Rhythms on the radio and everywhere else that you can find us. You just heard a whole bunch of fun music. The first artist in that collection was Vespa. That was a Polish ska band. The track Vespa Pani from 2010. And after that you heard La Secreta, a very lovely fuzzy Paraguayan rock band from the capital Asuncion, and that was from a label that just put out a compilation of a very cool Paraguayan bands called YV Tunes or EV Tunes perhaps, and that track by La Secreta was called Ivia Jave. And lovers of 3/4 time signatures, it's cool to hear some rock in something other than 4/4. Definitely. And after that, the last track you heard was The Devil's Anvil, which is a puzzling band because they sound like they're from the Middle East. However, they're based in New York City, and that was from the 1960s. So an album called Hard Rock from the Middle East from 1967. However, yeah, only the instrumentation was, and the aesthetic was Middle Eastern, Turkish, Arabic, Greek vocals and instruments. But yeah, interesting project there. And the song I played was called Carcadon, The Devil's Anvil. And, well, you are listening to Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM, and also syndicated on CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the 3 T's, trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
It is now time for a trip to Bermuda. That's right, the very interesting place where things get lost. Hopefully not the music. I think we found some decent stuff here. Bermuda, where is it? It's east of America. It's much higher than the Caribbean. It's quite isolated. For some time in the 1600s, it was part of Virginia. That doesn't really make so much sense, but hey, it's kind of funny. It was in actually 1609, the English Virginia Company established this as one of their states. So, yeah, fun stuff. So, yes, Bermuda, the north tip of the Bermuda Triangle is the island of Bermuda. Also goes down to Florida to the west and out to the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So it's a place where, a lot of spiritual thinkers and conspiracy, mythological whatnots love the idea of a place with a wormhole or some sort of portal that swallows up ships and sends them. Who knows? Who knows where they go? Maybe they go to a different planet. Maybe they just sink to the bottom of the sea in no exciting fashion. Because there's lots of hurricanes over there, too. Okay, enough about the Bermuda Triangle. This is a place where there are a lot of mixed people. There's 54% people of African ancestry, 31% white, you could say, from Europe, I imagine. Some Asians, a lot of mixed-race people as well, and only 64,000 people. But this is still a British overseas territory, technically. But yeah, it's worth a trip. So we're going to hear some music next, as we usually do. The music is quite characteristically Caribbean, so you'll hear some nice calypso music from Trinidad, but Bermuda, really interesting.